This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Clothesline Settlements, our preferred partner for all your closing needs. Well, in the studio with us now is the one and only Dave Clemens. He's with ITG, and this is an interesting topic because I'm like an electronic computer geek myself. I don't know if you are. I mean, you got to be if you're in the industry.
Absolutely.
So your job was kind of boring maybe 20 years ago because all you did was you went into a new house and wired it for like electricity and telephones.
Exactly. Phone, cable, and that was about it before computers existed.
And then we get into this world of UPS cords and smart TVs and iPads and everything else and all this technology. You got to have the coolest technology job out there.
Yes, we do. And it's constantly evolving. So you really have to stay on top of everything that's available.
So you go to those like cool places where it's all like, I guess it's in Vegas.
We go to Las Vegas for an electronics show. And there's also a show called CEDIA, which is for it stands for the Custom Electronic Design and Installation Association. And that really hones in on what we do.
That's amazing. Ever since I got married, I haven't been able to get a new electronic.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One day, though. It's all about being like a newlywed couple and having a baby, I guess.
Yes. Yes. It'll come right along, I'm sure.
I'll have that iPhone 6 one day.
Yeah.
But anyway, tease me with all the new technology that's out there. Like, what are the basics that go into a house when you build it? Like, you go in, what's just the bare basics you know you're getting?
The bare basics would be a structured wiring system.
It's, what is that?
Phone and cable wiring within your house, all pulled to a central distribution box.
But who still has a phone? Is that an option or is that still a permanent thing?
Some people still have a phone. They just want that extra sense of security in case their cell phone did not work.
Okay, so you got cable wires throughout the house, and you also have the telephone wire.
Correct.
What about the internet?
Yes, networking has become huge. Yes, we live in a wireless world, but if you're building a new home, it's really best to put the network wiring in. It's going to give you the best performance. The new smart TVs, they all have network connections if you stream movies.
Now, before I got married, I have a smart TV. It's hardwired. It's always guaranteed to have Netflix, Hulu,
Facebook?
Amazon. Okay. That Amazon thing. And I don't even need cable anymore. Mm-hmm. But the bedroom is wireless, and it doesn't work for the life of me. You're 5 minutes into a movie, and it locks.
Yes. Yes. That's the importance of putting a network wire in, because sometimes the wireless systems can cause buffering.
Okay. Now, is that an option, or is that an upgrade, or is that a basic?
That is an upgrade.
It is an upgrade.
Yes.
I would highly recommend that, by the way.
Yes. Yes. It's one of our most popular upgrades now.
And what are some other upgrades you have?
We do security systems.
Tell me more about that, because that technology took off.
Yes. What's interesting is security is really tied heavily into home automation now. So through your security system, it acts as a gateway to control your lights, to have remote locks, to do your thermostats. You can open and shut your garage door. It's endless what you can do with that.
Does it also have where the kids come home from school and their parents have to work, and when they walk in, it can kind of like send them like a text message?
Well, it's even better than a text message. We use a product called an image sensor, which will actually send a picture as soon as the door opens. So you get an actual picture.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
And you can see if they came home alone or with somebody else.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes. Does it have night vision if the kid's trying to sneak in a boyfriend or girlfriend?
It does. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Kids are so in trouble this year. So much for the ladder outside the window.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to have my daughter's going to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Safer world for the parents, huh?
Yes. Absolutely. Right.
So tell me some more upgrades.
We do a lot of surveillance systems now. That was mainly a commercial thing, but it's really moved into the home market now. People are concerned about the security outside of their home and sometimes inside their homes.
Now, let's talk about that surveillance because I thought that was cool. I was in Indiana for the Christmas holiday at my wife's father's house, and he's got a new built house. And I was in the basement watching a movie, and I couldn't tell if my wife or anybody was home. So it's either run all the way upstairs, or I hit a button on the TV, and it shows me the driveway, and I could see her car was still there, so I knew she was still home.
Yes.
I mean, that was pretty cool technology.
That's very cool. And we have systems where you can go right to your iPhone, your iPad, and you can see the same thing in real time.
That's so awesome. What else you got?
Well, we do central vacuum systems as well. That's where you have the motor or canister is located in the garage and a series of inlets or ports throughout the house. The great advantage to it is if you have allergy problems, it's exhausting out of the house, not into the air you breathe.
Wonderful. You got anything that mows the lawn?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
You don't see that at the show at all?
Well, we see lots of crazy things at the show, but I haven't seen that yet.
Well, I don't want to get off topic, even though off air I love to hear about all the crazy stuff that's seen at the show. What's your favorite thing? Like, what's like the hot products that people get? What are the products that are overpriced that you see people kind of not getting, but they kind of wish they could get?
Well, I wouldn't really say they're overpriced, but our hot thing now is distributed audio. That's having speakers throughout your home. And these systems are now designed to where you can stream directly from your iPad or iPhone or tablet or Droid right to the system.
So
we're living in a world now where your phone has become your remote control.
Right. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Dave Clemens. He's the Vice President of ITG. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Dave, let's get into some of the questions here. Someone goes in, they buy a house. They hit all the marks that they want. I want this, I want this, and I want this. 3 weeks goes by, contract is done, and they come to you and say, I've been thinking about it. I really want to put this in the house. How does it work? Do they contact you? They do addendums to the contract? Do you actually have a meeting with the person buying the house and go over all the things that they can have?
Yes. Yes. The whole process is very simple. We work hand in hand with Pulte Homes. We even work out of their design center. So when one of their buyers buys a new home, we have an appointment with them to go over there and design an electronic system that will fit their needs.
And what's it like seeing a husband and wife sitting down or a couple sitting down, and do fights break out?
It's very interesting. Sometimes the wife might want, you know, the hardwood or this, and the husband wants more of the electronic systems. And it's a little bit of give and take sometimes.
Oh, my God. I thought the wedding was tough. And so you have this meeting, and they get together, and they pick everything out. And can they change it at any time, or is it like once the walls are up, they can't change it?
Once the home has started construction, pretty much no changes are allowed at that point. Sometimes, you know, we'll make some exceptions.
Now, what happens if they want to hire their own party to come in, or is that allowed?
Typically, with most home builders, no, it's not allowed. You have to. They have a partner that has insurance to work in their house.
Okay, so basically, to be a preferred partner through them, they have their insurance, and they got to make sure that anyone that enters the property is covered under their insurance, and the third party is not covered under their insurance.
Correct, and that they're going to also be able to keep up with the work and do a quality job.
All right, Dave, let's get into the fun stuff. Do you get all your friends like good deals on TVs and stuff?
Yes, I absolutely guide them the right way when I can.
But do you like the LG? Do you like the Sony? Do you like the Samsung? Like, what's the best TV out there from your perspective?
I like LG and I like Samsung.
I'm a Samsung fan.
Mm-hmm.
Why LG? A lot of people in your industry like LG.
Yeah.
Are they giving kickbacks, or do you really like it?
No, it's just a very quality product. Sometimes the LG hits a little bit of a better price point, a little better value.
Now, LG stands for Life is Good.
Life's good.
Life's good. Was there a prior name to it?
Yes, it was actually called Lucky Gold Star.
Lucky Gold Star?
Or if you remember Gold Star Electronics from years
ago.
And it became LG.
Now, Dave, tell me something that I need to know.
Well, one of the most unique systems we carry is by Bose. It's a product called Bose Built Invisible. It can only be installed when the home is being built. What makes it unique is the subwoofer is generally installed in the ceiling. And the base the base comes out of what looks like a 4x10 air register. And the speakers, instead of being the typical Bose cube that you would see, are flush mount in the wall, and they're 2 inches by 4 inches tall.
And Bose is a great product.
Bose is a fantastic product.
Well, I don't mean to get off topic, but I have a hard time because, you know, those headphones, the Bose headphones versus the Beats headphones?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Bose is a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But these kids think the Beats are better.
Right.
I mean, come on. As an expert, what's better, Bose or the Beats?
They're both quality products. They really are.
Come on. The Beats get scratched. The sound quality's different.
Yeah, they are different. I am a strong believer in Bose. Have you ever had their noise-canceling headphones?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yes.
They get stolen, I buy another pair.
Yes, they have some new ones out now.
I call it grandfather clause.
They have the new in, do you have the new in-ear ones yet?
Well, I have the other one from the gym.
Okay.
But they're pre-marriage.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, they have some new ones that just came out that are just fantastic.
Yeah, don't tease me. All right. Well, what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is a chance to get in touch with Dave if you want to talk about electronics for your current house, or if you're with Pulte Homes and you want to get in touch with them to find more about your system. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. Now, Dave, how'd you get into this industry?
When I got out of college, I actually had a friend that owned a stereo store, and I went into there one day, and he asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I'm actually looking for a job now, and I started there, and I eventually became part owner of the store and then sold the store. That was about the time when all the Best Buys and all of the big box stores were coming along.
Wonderful. Well, Dave, thank you so much for being here. I learned a lot with you. Thanks for the tease. And coming up next, we got Amy Richardson. She's with the Insurance Exchange. Now, with your home, there's all these places you can go to get insurance, and she actually can shop it around for you and get you the best deal. And it's the hot topic that everyone's talking about coming up next.